Government spokesperson and staffer Dr. Clement Apak says the story headlined U.S. Fight President Mahama is another attempt to draw President Mahama into a private issue involving a company, business engineers. Dr. Apak said the president has no knowledge of the private business trip to Iran and no government official was on that business trip. He described the story as mischievous. Dr. Apak spoke to George Ankra.
What is clearly an attempt to draw the president into a matter that does not concern him and doesn't have anything to do with him. There is a new story that is making the rounds, obviously, has been picked up by the local media by virtue of being published in the international press to the effect that the company known as Engineers and Planners has a jetliner which is registered and is under the guidance of a U.S. company but is actually owned by Engineers and Planners. And therefore, Engineers and Planners, the best knowledge from government, had embarked on a business trip to Iran purely on the basis of that company having the right to engage in international business operations. And so that is what it is. This plane has nothing to do with the Republic of Ghana as a state, and the president at no point in time has been a passenger or a beneficiary of that plane in terms of being transported. And there is no documentation, there is nothing to show that that plane that was sighted in Iran has taken any government delegation to that country for any official purpose whatsoever. So it's a private issue that should be dealt with accordingly within the context of Engineers and Planners, and the company has come out to issue a statement clearly exonerating the president, distancing government from the itinerary and the flight patterns of that aircraft. So it should be treated with the contempt that it deserves, and it can be stated on authority, and take it from me, that the president has no knowledge and has not been a beneficiary. No government official has gone on any official business as a passenger of the said airliner.
No, so why would anybody want to link President Mahama to this trip to the extent that it was stated that they used Ghana flag on the aircraft?
Well, I think your guess is as good as mine. I think that it is yet another attempt for those who do not fit the well-being of the president politically to try and draw him into anything that is associated with his brother, a businessman, a respectable businessman at that. So I think we can understand it for the political purpose that it seeks to achieve mischievously. As I said earlier, it is a private company which owns this private jet under the auspices of the U.S.-based company, and that private company went on a trip to Iran, and this has nothing to do with the president, neither does it have anything to do with his government. So the Flagstaff House quite clearly is treating this with the contempt that it deserves, and indeed, it has never been the case that the president has been at any loggerheads with any other nation state, let alone this purported fabrication.
Government spokesperson and staffer Dr. Clement Apak on U.S. Fight Mahama.